KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Transport says it's received conflicting versions on the cause of this morning's bus crash on the R34 near Vryheid in northern KZN. It's understood the bus was sideswiped by a heavy-duty truck, resulting in the deaths of 10 people. The EFF's confirmed that those who were killed are supporters who were travelling home after attending a Youth Day rally in Durban. MEC for Transport in KZN, Siboniso Duma, says the deceased consist of 3 women and 7 men. Over 20 others, including both the bus and truck driver, survived. Duma says survivors have given different versions on what happened. Some allege that the bus driver attempted to overtake the truck, while others claim he fell asleep at the wheel.
And we are not going to say what are the causal effect up until we are sure. And the team has taken the bus straight to RTI for further investigation.
7 suspects accused of running a syndicate here in KZN, which saw foreign nationals gain fraudulent passports, will be back in court on Friday. They were nabbed in a bust involving Home Affairs officials and the Hawks over the weekend. The group made their first appearance in the Durban Commercial Crimes Court today on charges of fraud and corruption and violations of immigration and identity laws. Authorities say the group was found in possession of stolen passports, fake documents and keys to government offices. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Kara.
The state is alleging that some officials or employees of the Department of Home Affairs acted in concert with members of the syndicate to process fraudulent passport applications at various offices of the Department of Home Affairs in KZN. The fraudulent passport applications were processed for undeserving foreign nationals using the particulars of South African citizens who are lawful holders of South African ID documents but do not have passports.
On the international front, presidency spokesperson Vincent Mgwenya says President Cyril Ramaphosa will reiterate South Africa's call for peaceful conflict resolution at the G7 summit in Canada. The summit comes at a time of heightened global instability with ongoing wars in Ukraine, Gaza, and rising tensions between Iran and Israel. South Africa, which is not a G7 member, has been invited as a guest nation.
We will continue making that call that those conflicts have to stop. Those conflicts must be resolved through negotiation and also to assert the point that there's no winner out of any war.
And WhatsApp has announced it will introduce its boldest advertising features yet, marking a significant shift for the ad-free messaging platform. The company says it will roll out 3 new monetized features exclusively within its updates tab, which houses both channels and status features. It stressed that users who only use WhatsApp for personal messaging will not see any changes. Durban, a high of 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Proteas women are currently 58 without loss after 6.2 overs in the final ODI against the West Indies. Owen Farrell returns to Saracens after one season in France. And Omar Berada, confident that Man United will celebrate their 150th anniversary with a title.